A Dog's Tale by Denison. Shall I tell you the tale of my life, Mum? How I fought for my country and fed on boiled beef and carrots and onions, and thy bursting I went off to bed. I remember one night when on duty I was thinking of asking for leave, when I gets a big shock to my nerves, Mum, from something which crawled up my sleeve. I didn't cry out with fear, Mum, nor shake like a cowardly Hun. I just stood as cool as a Briton, a-picking my teeth with my gun. When I first got my orders for France, Mum, my glory weighed deep on my chest. And while I was waiting to sail, Mum, you couldn't have held me for zest. We soon got to work in the field, Mum. They were ploughing away through our ranks. I got 10 of them stuck on my bayonet, and not one of them offered me thanks. I went on for years all alone, Mum. I knew the advance had begun, when I spotted a form in the shadows. He was polluting the water with rum. I followed that figure for years, Mum, till his whiskers were touching his boots. I knew that it had to be done, Mum, and my duty had taken to roots. I was spotted. He saw me a-coming, and with my fury my manly form filled. The answer to that is in blood, Mum, the blood of a chicken I killed. I was always a hero in battle. It was me that should deal with the Hun. I was late and my captain was anxious, and wished that Bill Sludgeon would come. I rushed to that there field of glory, and I sat down and loaded my gun. Then I charged at the foe like a hero, and I soon made the bally crowd run. But they couldn't catch up to Bill Sludgeon. As swift as an eagle I sped. But nothing was left on that field, Mum, but what was all living or dead. I don't want no praise for my conduct. I'm as bashful as a man could be. But when folks here at home talk of heroes, well, one of them heroes is me. This tale I must now stop relating, but some other time if you prefer. I'll go on, but look you, now here comes the matron, to cut off my tail, as it were. Featured in Blind Veterans Review in 1917. Private Thomas Henry Denison. Denison was born on the 24th of June 1884 or 1885, and was working as an official in the coal mine before enlisting with the 8th North Staffs on the 7th of September 1924. A year later, he was totally blinded by a trench mortar in France on the 7th of October 1915. He arrived at Blind Veterans UK on the 26th of February 1916, spending a short 10 months training in poultry and map making before leaving on 11th of December 1916. He returned to Staffordshire and became a poultry farmer in Blythe Bridge. Unfortunately, he was forced to move in 1924, and at this time gave up poultry and concentrated on mats, at which he was only partially successful. Having married in October 1921, he had one daughter, Nona, born on the 22nd of December 1929, who went on to become a student nurse in January 1947. Denison died young on the 6th of October 1933. I'm Charlotte Cooper-Garcher. I'm on the foundation course at RADA, and my dream as an actress is to be leading lady at the National Theatre.